I think it'll be close. I think this defense is really good. This Houston defense is, as you guys know, I think it's the best in football. But man, I'm concerned about the way C.J. Stroud has played, and I'm concerned about that offense. And just because I love you guys, I'm going to take New England in a tight one. I'm going to call it 17-16 New England.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth from Denver, former Bronco. Just to put it in perspective, quote, "I'll be at the game in Denver on Sunday," he said. So just so brag. We know where he comes from. That was a little bit of a brag. He also bragged about all the GM buddies he talked to this week around the league. There were a few brags in there throughout the course of that interview, but that's why I love it.
Also, by the way, good job by suggesting that if you heard him on a Houston radio station or listened to his podcast, like, why do I feel like I'm going to hear something slightly different? Because he had to be like pushed over the edge, like, okay, fine, I'll say Patriots by a point just because I like you guys.
Yeah, he did not want to pick the Patriots. Every fiber of him other than the I'm on the air in Boston right now and I talk to these guys every week, every other fiber in him, his instinct was to pick the Texans there. So we'll see. We're going to have a long week of that build-up. I thought it was really interesting, his comments. And if you missed the interview, you can go back on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, download it and listen. Follow at WEEI Afternoons podcast if you want for the full interview. The idea, like, he's putting a lot of faith in Josh McDaniels. He has faith in Josh McDaniels to scheme up what they need to do to deal with that pass rush. So we're going to be talking about that all week as we build up towards this real fun football game, which, a reminder, you people all told me this was the nightmare matchup. Nobody wanted to face the Texans. Well, you got what you didn't want, the Texans on Sunday. Last night, the Celtics got what they didn't want, Fitzy. No JB and no victory, even though you played an 8-win Pacers team. 8-31 the Pacers were coming in, Fitzy, and yet the Celtics lose 98-96. And I don't know if you heard, it may have ended with a play that included an illegal screen.
Oh, you don't say. Wait, did Joe Mazzulla talk about it?
Literally talked about it. If by it you mean those two words, illegal screen, that's what he talked about post-game. I don't even know if this is Belichickian. I don't even know if this is immature. I don't know if this is like a fourth grader. I don't know what to make of Joe Mazzulla. I get it. You didn't like the call. But Joe Mazzulla, you're supposed to be a pretty good coach and you're supposed to be a pretty good team, and your team fell on its face against the Pacers last night. So I will say, you know, the old MVP test, and we've done a lot of MVP debate. Well, take the player off the team, what happens? Well, apparently if you take JB off the Celtics, they lose to the worst team in basketball. Yes, Dan Ball?
Yeah, if you pull Jaylen Brown off the Celtics, it sets basketball back a couple of years.
Woo, and you leave a coach that is so defeated, he can only utter two words in his post-game press conference. Illegal screen, illegal screen. We need to get into this maybe later in the week. This bitching about the officiating, and this is going to be a man who lives in a glass house. It's got to stop. Don't do as I do. Do as I say. Stop bitching about the officials. Jaylen Brown, you're probably right. You probably are getting screwed, but you're not helping your cause. I've watched a lot of NBA over the years, Fitzy, and I feel like the more you bitch, the less calls you get.
Jason, no one's told Jason Tatum this, by the way.
Nope. And so you know what that makes me believe? That it all goes back to Mazzulla. So Tatum does it, and Jaylen Brown does it, and now Mazzulla does it. It's all on Mazzulla. And Mazzulla's the head coach.
Oh, Rock
the
comes
guy.
From the top down. Yeah, yes. It's very familial in that capacity. By the way, do we know if has a FedEx arrived on the desk of Jaylen Brown or at the Auerbach Center?
Oh, yeah, $35K, which was 10 more than the normal fine for how over the top he was.
Oh, because he invited it and literally said, like, I don't care, I'll pay it.
Oh, and he was calling, I forgot, what was it, Curtis? Whatever the lead official was, he was calling him out by name and his buds and everything. Like, and he wasn't wrong, but just leave that too. I know we don't have Tommy Heinsohn anymore, but he would have been all over this. Tommy Heinsohn, the first thing he did when he studied a game was look at free throws, the imbalance in free throws. And there's an imbalance, and the Celtics are getting screwed, and JB's getting screwed. But stop bitching about it. Just play basketball and let it come around. Like your MVP respect, sooner or later the calls will come. 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is 3 o'clock. Ted joins the fun, so we're going to be talking Patriots the rest of the day. The big win over the Chargers and slightly turning the page maybe with some comments about the Texans. But right now, we got to do our three-point stances, and I'm going to be the bad guy. Stiz is going to get mad at me because a nice woman said something nice in a press conference setting, and I'm going to crap all over it next here on WEEI Afternoons.